Hello, welcome to an extra special episode of Money Talks. On this episode, Honey Pluton joins me, and we do a lot of ketamine, and things get extra crunchy, granola, new age, new wave, singing bowl, Reiki ass conversation. So settle in and enjoy this extra cozy episode.
Get comfy.
Yay!
Yay, hi, hello. Hey. Hi, honey. Hey. I'm here. Hello, audience. I'm Angel Money.
I'm
Angel
Money Pluton.
And Honey.
What's up, girl?
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome.
Yeah. We've had a great evening
together.
Yeah,
we actually have. We just recorded Honey's podcast, which is so good.
We've been gabbing.
You better go listen now. But we had a really brainy conversation.
I know. We were on some cerebral Pleiadian level.
I know. I love that. But it's like,
our third eyes were open and gaping.
Chakra engaged.
Yes. Talking to one another.
Oh, yeah.
And then we're also like sitting across from each other in a really like Om Shakti way.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yes. As always.
Back supported.
How else can you sit?
No, exactly.
But
I'm getting information.
Oh, yeah. We're receiving downloads.
Yes.
Receiving downloads.
Speaking them.
Downloads, darling. But would you ever watch the people on TikTok who do the, like they do, I don't know what it's called.
The light language?
The light language downloads. So they like do.
I do think that TikTok is an accelerationist force of schizophrenic chaos.
Oh, yes. Love.
And that's why I cannot I cannot get rid of it.
Like, oh, you have it?
Oh, I have
it. Oh, I'm not allowed to have it.
No, you are not allowed to have it.
I have a thing with TikTok where I'm allowed to. So I just downloaded TikTok, but I'm not allowed to browse it. I'm not allowed to go on my feed at all. My best.
Boundaries.
One of my best friends is a iconic doom scroller, TikTok scroller, and we have the things that she sends me the best things of anyone ever, like where I just am like, wow, oh wow,
right,
oh wow. And so she
finding
sends me
gems.
Stuff, and then I have a time. We used to do this a long time ago. We just started back up, which is why I downloaded TikTok. I have a time set aside where I'm like, okay, I'm going to watch the Daffy TikTok show.
Okay, got it.
I go right to my messages. I watch all the TikToks that she sent me, but I'm not allowed to go to my feed. I can only see those. So I get like...
I love that.
It's actually really
it's
nice.
It's curated, personalized.
Yes. No, it's beautiful. It's so cool. And it's like, it's all... That's like a funny way to say that, like, she sends me TikToks and I watch them.
It's more than that.
It is more than
that.
No, it is. And we have
it's
like
a curatorial invitation
oh,
into
yes.
someone's lens into this algorithm.
Absolutely.
That's what it is.
And so it's, I mean, her algorithm is insane because she's so sick, but
of course.
I love the light language people.
Yeah.
Sometimes I do watch the, sometimes I'm like, no, you totally can do what's it called when you do the
ASMR?
No, like the spiritual thing with the fingers. I forget, I'm blanking on the word, where you're like Reiki. Sometimes I'm like, you can't. I've like had a
my
brain
friend
fart.
Did Reiki on me the other day.
Did it work?
Well, my friend
what's
Kelpie,
your thoughts on Reiki? I'm curious.
Okay, the very first time my mother is very spiritual, which we discussed on my pod, right?
Yes,
she's
yes,
very
yes.
manifestation. None of it really panned out for her in a way that is understandable.
Oh, no.
But she's tapped in
yes.
to something.
Of course.
She's very curious. She's
aren't
kind
we
of
all?
Like a hot air balloon. That's how I describe her, like a balloon animal. She's like the semblance of something real.
Do you mind if I... Do some please, of this, K, darling.
Please.
Okay, so please continue.
She's the semblance of something real, but I am trying to work in this new decade of my life to understand my mother. But she told me about Reiki originally, and the very first time I ever got Reiki was when I was living in Seattle, Washington, which obviously is like where you would go to receive Reiki. And my friend, who was some sort of practitioner, told me to go see this person, and I was like, lying, having like a woman in her 50s like gingerly lay stones on my body while I'm also really, I'm more like psychic up crown, third eye, yeah, throat.
Same.
And then root makes sense, but everything in the torso is kind of a question mark.
Yeah.
I think maybe in my third decade, I'll really learn how to somatically integrate and feel. But my friend Kelpie, who did Reiki on me remotely, because love them and I, 2 weeks ago, I've been trying to become more aligned with the spiritual vibrations of Jesus Christ.
Period.
And they were like, let me do Reiki on you with Jesus.
Oh.
So okay. They did Reiki on me while they were at theirs in Bushwick and I'm at mine in Bed-Stuy. And they said that when they were doing Reiki, my energy jumps from my throat to my feet. And oh. So that's what I was speaking to, the somatic body.
Heals, yeah.
The question mark.
That's so interesting.
So to me, Reiki is, I believe in it because I love to believe.
And it feels great.
And also when my friend was in their room and what they were telling me that they felt through the energetic quality of however they were accessing me did feel resonant.
Okay.
Like, I just think it's resonance.
Yeah.
It's just resonance.
No, I agree. I actually feel exactly the same way. And I think I also feel like specialized attention is really nice.
Yes.
It feels really good, especially when it has, like, yeah, that resonant quality. Like,
right.
I feel like I've gotten Reiki before, not very frequently, and only from people. Like, I've never, like, gone and seen a Reiki practitioner. I've had, like, kind of similar situations where someone close to me gave me Reiki or something. Yeah. And I love it. It feels great. I don't know what it's doing, but I also believe, I'm like, yeah, our healing,
it's our
hands have healing powers, boots. Like, we emit EMF frequencies.
True, whatever.
Like, yeah, that's how I feel. So I just feel like it's, but sometimes with the digital stuff, I'm like, I don't know.
Oh, the digital Reiki.
I believe it sometimes. And you know what? I watch it and it does make me feel something, but I don't know if it's like, I don't know if that's connecting.
I think that the digital.
Can you Bluetooth Reiki? Like, is it over Wi-Fi? Like, how does that work?
The Ethernet cable? Like, what are we doing? 5G? Well, I worry about, do you worry about 5G?
Oh, Diva. I didn't used to, but lately I've been thinking about it because I don't know. Just
I only worry about 5G
about
because
it.
I'm a nanny.
Oh. And I didn't know you were a nanny, actually.
I'm a nanny and a bartender.
Wait, that's so cute. Like, that's so day and night.
I know, literally.
That's so day and night.
It's literally Kid Cudi day and night. I kind of am the lonely stoner freak as mine at night, though.
How does your circadian rhythm function? If I had to be up, like, how early you have to be there with the kid?
9.
A.M.?
Yeah. I'll do 9 to 1, 2 days a week, and then during the middle of the week, and then my weekends I'm at the bar.
How do you do that?
It's really hard.
How?
I really don't like mornings.
I cannot wake up.
I really, really don't like mornings.
Because I'm a night owl myself.
I struggle.
And I can't.
But now I feel like, honestly, I literally feel like the way in which I'm able to continue to nanny is because now I have like a biological glottal response to the baby.
Okay.
Like, I literally am like, I have to go care for the baby.
Okay.
And like, when I'm with the baby, it's like, it's literally crazy.
Aww.
To be a man walking throughout this world with a baby.
Yeah.
It's like me and the baby.
I mean, I just love babies so much. Kids are such a fucking blessing. It's insane. I love, like, kids are so underrated, and I want the anti-kid campaign to
cease. Can we stop?
Because I'm like, bitch, you were a baby.
Hello.
Hello.
And you will be a baby again.
Did you forget that you were a fucking baby?
I know, literally.
You were a child. You were screaming in public. You were on the plane yelling. Like, why are we?
All the above.
And mind you, I get it. It's annoying sometimes, but like, exactly. It's an opportunity to be patient. And so.
And it's also an opportunity to be in divine cognitive reception.
Yes.
With a new entity.
Absolutely.
Don't you want to be a part of someone's processing, developing? Don't you want to make eye contact with a newborn baby that's just arrived to this world, that's putting together little pieces?
Isn't that like the most beautiful thing you can imagine?
Yes.
Like, I just feel like a baby is not just a bundle of like all of the things we just described, but it's also just like, they literally don't, first of all, they
are need
just,
us too.
They need us.
So how about you take that with some responsibility?
Well, I'm like, y'all are so nice to your mother. Well, I mean, some of y'all are nice to your cats.
Right.
But you're some like people who are so nice to their motherfucking cats and dogs and shit. And then I'm like, but you hate kids. Like, make that make sense. It's not that it's the same thing. Like, they are little people and they're way more. You know that there's a lot of research being done right now about how babies are actually capable of cognition much earlier than we thought. And so people have been communicating or teaching babies sign language.
Oh my god.
I haven't done that much research into it, but I really believe they're way more like, if when I have, I honestly really, do you want to be a parent?
It's, I literally have been talking about this all day, Angel. I was texting my two besties today because I have a hysterectomy consultation, which I'm having cold feet about, because now I'm like, what if I want a baby?
It's a hard one.
No, I know it is.
That's, and really,
it's
hard.
It's really crazy.
It is the worst thing about being trans. So that's the one that, I will be honest with you, that is the only, I love everything about transsexuality. The one
conception.
The only
conception.
Thing, the only it's thing conception. That makes me sad. Like, the only thing that makes me sad is that, because it's like,
same.
I actually think transsexuals, like an enlightened, empowered transsexual, would be the best parent ever.
100%.
Because, Diva, I understand everything.
100%.
I contain multitudes.
Absolutely.
Like, and I'll be so patient with
and
you.
And recently I've been like, are any of us going to have kids? Like, I started getting into my kind of like apocalyptic, like doom prepper
stress. We'll stay alive. Like, it's going to be I feel like humans are so hardy. Like, it's going to be, I think things could get dark, but we're going to be just fine.
But it's like, I need to make sure that if I don't have my own baby, I have to have a little like child who's gonna take after me when I'm sick. It's like, so I need to be mother to something.
That's how I feel,
you know,
too.
What I mean?
But I would really like to actually, like, yeah, I feel that, where I feel like, okay, mother is
aside,
one thing,
right?
Because that's obviously like, that is in the cards for me.
Yes.
And
a motherhood is coming for you. A motherhood's coming for me too.
You're like mother father.
Yes.
Fatherhood.
I'm ready for my fatherhood.
That's my father. It's my gay father. That's what people say. That's my gay father. You know, gay father.
No, who's gay?
Gay
father?
Mother, gay father. It's like what people say, like, about like their trans or guy.
That's so cute. Like, no, I'm gonna elders. Be gay father for
You're
sure.
You're gonna be gay father.
I want
down.
That.
But I'm gonna be mother. But that being said, that, and obviously that's so incredible and enlightening,
yes,
and beautiful, and I'm excited to be mother, and I'm not mother yet, but I'm like getting into my mother,
right,
period. I'm getting into my mother era.
Motherhood
is coming.
Yes.
But I, that aside, I do kind of want to have a little baby, like
Wouldn't
an actual
it be
baby.
So cute if
and
we had a baby.
I want a baby so bad, because it's like, baby.
And then my baby that I look after is 2 and a half, and he looked at me and asked if we had the same last name. I was like, oh my god.
I would start crying.
And that's how I can wake up at 9 a.m.
No, I get
it's
that.
It's like, now
if there was a baby waiting for me,
yes,
I will wake up at 6 a.m.
Exactly. There's a baby waiting for me across town. I have to go and like summit to my baby and like,
I was,
be responsible for my baby.
I was actually on the phone with my actual father, not my gay father.
Yes.
My straight father. My straight
yes.
father. And he said, well, I was talking to him about actually this exact topic, not about like the whole trans element of it,
right,
but just talking about like, because they had me, by the time they were my age, they were done having kids. They'd already had all their kids. And so they had me.
How many siblings do you have?
I have two.
Okay.
So
you're the youngest?
I'm the oldest.
Yes.
So by the
mother.
Time they were, yeah, mother. Mother's is
boots.
Because like,
there
I feel like
go.
Oldest sibling
I'm
is
oldest
like
too.
Is like assistant teacher.
Yeah, standing on
you know?
Business. Literally.
Yeah, it's like vice principal.
Do your homework.
Oh,
right.
That part.
Absolutely.
And don't
sit
don't
down.
Don't talk to mom that
yes.
way.
My very first memory is 4 years old.
Okay.
My brother was just born.
Oh.
We were sitting in the living room. My parents are upstairs. He's in his some sort of like, not a stroller or a rocking chair, but whatever the noun is that you put a baby in that you can also pick up. Do you know what I mean? It's like,
yes.
It's like what some sort of baby shell.
Is that a bassinet?
Something like that.
I don't know if that's
He's
the right
in
word.
Some
but
sort of bassinet situation.
I think that's what it's called.
And my parents just went upstairs for a second to do something. So I'm watching him as a 4-year-old. And somehow, as he's rocking himself, he falls forward and hits his forehead on the corner of a table. So I have to go tell my parents that my brother is injured. We have to call 911 to bring him to the hospital. That's my very first memory.
And you were, and your very first memory is, I'm the assistant mother.
Exactly.
I'm the assistant mother.
I am having to ascend assistant to mother. And then I remember that the EMT was sexy.
Ooh.
And he gave me a little teddy bear.
Were you like, well, how old were you?
Four and a half, five.
You had conceptions of people being like sexy?
Yes. Definitely.
Interesting.
I was, I think because my dad owned, what my like earliest memories are of me trying to flirt with men.
Oh.
As like a 6, 7, 8 year old. Like in my dad's restaurants, like always wanting to sit at the bar.
Interesting.
Like he would be like, oh, like you could, I want to sit at the bar. Because I want to talk to the bartender. Oh. You know what I mean?
No, I do.
It's like, well, wait,
that's so crazy they would let a baby in the bar.
Well, I was, you know, a 7-year-old and it was my dad's restaurant. So it was like so cute.
Yeah,
well, you know, having like a 7-year-old who's like the owner's kid sit at the bar.
Okay, but
and talk to the bartender whose name was Sharky.
Sharky? Mm-hmm. That actually makes sense that you're so like, you were so adult child, and I can sense that because I was the exact same way. Like I carried a I carried a briefcase around. I'm dead ass. Like, isn't that the funniest thing you ever heard?
I love that.
But when I was a baby, I was
I was like, I want a fucking Manhattan, bitch.
I was a baby boss. Like, yes. People would. I'm not joking. Like, adults would come to me for advice as a child when I was a child.
Oh.
Which is like really
the oracle speaks,
no doubt. But yes.
The prophet is here.
But I was very much that type of vibe where it was like, oh, I'm up at the bar. I'm talking to you, hoes. Like, yes. I'm chatting. I am a full person.
Absolutely.
And that
I'm
part.
Like, I want to play Texas Hold'em.
Yes.
Let me in.
And I did.
I want a cigar. And I was.
No. And you were. And yes. I was as well. Like, I feel like there is a type of child that is like, not just a typical precocious child, but like actually like, girl, I've done this, did this already. Like,
no, it definitely did like precede precociousness where I was actually like, I need to hurry up this process.
Yeah, I always wanted to grow up. I was done.
Well,
I think
that being a child, if I ever am a parent one day, that'll be an intense ideological spin because I think that consent and childhood is so crazy.
Oh, I agree, because you need so much stuff is done to you and
it's horrible
to you and you have no say in anything.
Yes.
I can't wait to treat my child like a person, like a human being.
Full
my
on.
Parents were amazing. My parents are great parents. Like, they're really loving. And but even then, I mean, I just think the conception we have of parenthood is so
absolutely
wrong.
I know. And then so I'm talking to my friends all day being like, oh my God, like what if I want my own little baby? And then it's like, That's the only rub about being trans is conception. It's like, what if I want a baby that looks like me and like talks like
me? No, I think about that so much.
And comes from me. What the fuck? Like, what if I want that? Like, sometimes I really am in my room stoned as fuck waiting for the stork. I'm like, can the stork bring me like a little honey peanut?
See, that's when T for T stuff like starts to make sense to me. Because I'm
I'm curious about where you were at with that. Because once you tweeted something that I was trying to follow your own angel logic where it's like, you were like, I don't understand T for T because you could have just stayed the same or something.
Oh,
like
no,
that.
No. I can't remember the exact tweet, but I said like, y'all could have just been normal. But
yeah, that's exactly. Because
I don't actually think that. I think that obviously that's such a like a 1D take, but it's like, that's just a phrase. I think I saw that in a comment on YouTube or something somewhere, like some like Gen Alpha or like Red Pill person said it, and I could not stop thinking it because it's like, y'all could have just been normal. Y'all could have just stayed normal. Like, that's so funny, but it's obviously so much more than that. Like, I have a lot of friends. I feel like the trans woman, trans man thing is becoming really popular right now. Like, it's becoming a huge,
it's a sensation
part of the
it's the nation. I think it's beautiful.
I do too. I love
literally
it.
Think it's so
I think it's
sacred.
Beautiful. I think it
it's
is too
so
I think
sacred.
It's like I
when I see trans man trans woman get together, have a good time, date, fall in love, be in a relationship, it actually feels like revelatory.
Yeah,
there really is, like, it's sensational.
Absolutely. And I know several couples like that, and I think it's really cool. And so I don't know. Like,
you
I
did
feel
a
like
trans man?
I have before.
Yes.
But he passed away, R.I.P.
Oh, R.I.P.
Not while we were together, but after. But yeah, right. He was great. Like, sweetest guy ever.
Of course.
But I, yeah, I would for sure. And I feel like it, we'll see what happens in the future. But I'm
single.
I'm single. I'm officially single. Unfortunately. What?
Two
I don't
singles.
Have to say unfortunately. We're both actually freshly single, yeah. Which is so crazy.
It's a trip.
So crazy.
Definitely.
It's all love. At least for me. I don't know.
It's all love.
Situation. All love.
Yeah.
All love.
I think it has to be. I think that it's, I mean, I'll only speak for myself, but it's all, I think love, it's all love.
It's all love. It's I all think it love. Has to be. I've always kind of been on that tip. I don't think I've ever had a breakup in my life where I was like, fuck you. Like, I just feel like that's so egoistic and nasty. I mean, and if somebody, I'm not saying no one can ever do that. I'm not saying I will never do that.
Yeah.
I'm just, if someone really did me wrong, I feel like I've been really, really fortunate in my relationships.
Same.
Where I haven't been done so wrong. But I feel like if somebody's like,
and also like hurt and pain live simultaneously to everything else.
Well,
it's
yeah.
It's like, that's just vulnerability. It's like, exactly. I was in a real ass relationship. It's
I feel like a lot of times when people get crazy or nasty or like angry or hateful, it's because, like in a breakup, it's because they can't really sit with that vulnerability and
yes.
pain, which is so sad because it's like, girl,
we're
I
done with
it.
That.
No,
it's
I'm like,
tacky.
I would never, bitch, what do you mean? I would just laid up with this person, love them to death. They're my favorite person. And now because we're not together, I hate
no,
them. That's
no,
so
no,
whack.
No.
Like,
I agree with you.
There can be hurt feelings, there
of
can
course.
Be sadness, but it's like, I just feel like it's a, I would like to see people kind of approach relationships more like, girl, you're the shit. And
I agree with you.
We were,
and I want
other.
The best for you, and I want to make sure that you live your most aligned truth.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Also, it's like, that's what a breakup is. Like, a breakup is just you're severing because there's something more for both of you outside of one another. It's like you're letting someone go so that you can ascend, and they can too. It's like, don't you want that for someone that
yeah,
you love?
Yeah, absolutely. No, that is exactly how I felt.
Yeah,
during this breakup is like, girl, this makes me so sad, but I'm also like, I'm happy for you yes. too, and I'm happy for me too, and I'm like, we're gonna be great people, and like, I love the world and you, and like, it's all good, it's all love. Like,
I know, it's really plur. I mean,
I feel like it's good to be plur about breakups.
I think
it's
good.
So sad. You have to be in the sadness too, because
yeah.
like, it is a mourning thing. Because it's like, we were talking about this before we recorded today about how I feel like it becomes a biological thing more than anything else, where it's like you develop a chemical dependency on period diva. Oh, you got a little bit on your. I always do that. I'm always like, someone will be like, oh, you got ketamine on your shirt. I'm like,
okay, I'll get it in a second.
I'm like, diva, I can't believe I just called it out because I'm literally doing what I'm complaining other people have done before.
And also, having a Venus in Scorpio is already having a chemical dependency.
The house, that part. It is the most. It is like the craziest drug of all, like being in love. And so I think for me, it's more so just like there's a biological thing. There's a biological process of like, okay, I'm so used to just the chemicals of this person, the like biology.
You're unlatching.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's definitely intense. Like, I feel like it's a hard process. Has it been
it's
that way
like
for you?
It's like some HR Geiger shit, like getting out
Girl,
of my
yes.
like pod. The process chemically for me has really looked extremely gay. Like, the thoughts I'm having right now are gay. Like it's like the shit is fucking gay.
Like in which way?
Like it's like gay,
like in the don't say gay way or the oh, okay, oh, yeah.
Like
yeah.
it's gay.
Like, you're sensitive as fuck.
It's
right
sensitive
now.
And gay. Like, that's really how I'm feeling, where it's like I'm lying alone. Also, being a bachelor is crazy. Where it's like, I'm a 31-year-old man. I'm single. You know what I mean? It's like, I spent things, but like, it's can be a little fab. It
yeah.
can't be full on.
Well, I don't mean to do that. I don't mean to be.
But there is, you know,
it's un.
There's
yes
stigma,
at the same time.
Right?
Like,
of course,
it's there's definitely yes. Like, I feel like that's where I'm at. Where it's like, there's yes, of course.
Of course, there like, has to be yes.
Yes, of course,
there has to be.
There has.
But then it's
to
like,
be. But it's also
day. Always. It's a yin and the yang.
Yeah.
They inform one another. And that's
yeah.
where I am
yes,
at as
no.
well. Yes.
Yeah.
Like,
I,
yeah.
Yeah. I feel the same way. And I honestly, I kind of have always really thrived in breakups for some reason, where I feel like.
What number breakup is this for you?
I don't know. It really depends on how you count relationships yeah. because.
This is my true second.
Your true second.
Yeah.
Okay, I would say technically, like if we're saying like technically, traditionally, conventionally, yeah, like maybe my third, okay. I think. But I've been in...
But there have been lovers. Insane.
Well, there have been relationships that were very important to me. That,
yes.
Like, we definitely had a breakup. Maybe fourth, actually. But there have been relationships that were very... And I also feel like, for me, romance has always been not necessarily just sexual. Like, it's of very, course. Like... I feel like I've had partnerships where we never had sex. I've had partnerships where we had sex several times a day. Like, I feel, yeah, like I've had relationships where I have never had sex with that person ever.
Totally.
But we just, like, shared our whole life. And that...
And that's Venus and Scorpio as fuck,
the fuck, the house. Because it's like, I don't... The thing with sex is, like, I love, obviously, love sex, and sex is great, but it's also not the thing that is the most important to me about a person. Like, somebody's whole aura, their essence, like, how they are,
I agree. They're
just what their life looks like, how our life looks, like, what it's like to be around them, like, that is the stuff. Like, I want to know what your thoughts are like, and that is so much more stimulating to me.
I've been thinking about what other people's thoughts are like kind of nonstop recently. Really? I was going on a walk with my bestie September, and walking in the winter in New York is interesting because I like walking in New York in the winter because everyone's inside, yeah, and usually everyone's outside. So I was just kind of like walking and like priming my energetic field to knowing that all of what's normally loud outside is now just kind of like reverberating in these apartment buildings.
Oh,
you know what I mean? It's like, yeah, I was thinking about like how loud I'm like, where does the loud go?
Yeah.
Wait, what were you saying before?
I don't know.
Cause that was going to connect with something, but I forgot the Kendall got me.
Which, love her.
Yes.
I mean, but I feel like Kendall chats are the best because the thing is, you'll get into the best places in your conversation, but sometimes the connection gets blurry, and then exactly, you're like, well, wait, let me reset.
Just buffer the Wi-Fi really quick.
Well, but so what I will say is, I feel like I know that I am on because you have to be, we were talking about this earlier, you have, yes, to be on a glow up. You have to be, yeah, on a, like, let me slay.
You do.
Because it's like, well.
You just do.
This is my solo. I feel like, you know, in life, there are relationships, there's like duets.
Right.
And then there's solos. And when it's your solo, it's really your time to be like, girl, I'm
pirouette,
in this bitch. I'm doing a fucking sachet, and I'm gonna do a backflip.
Break
or
it
whatever.
Down.
Like, yeah. And so I feel like
spotlight's on you, yes, and no one else.
Absolutely.
Everyone clear the way.
Well, so I think that's a really cool time to be able to be allowed to meditate on your own,
yeah,
being. And I feel like you're kind of in a similar process right now. So I feel like we should kind of just like, I want to talk about our glow-ups and give kind of like almost a, obviously not a comprehensive manual, not a handbook, but I just want to talk to the audience about...
To chat
about what it looks like to glow up after a breakup.
Totally.
And not in like an annoying, like, because I feel like YouTube is so full of like, you know, the people who are like, how to like win a breakup. It's like not about winning.
No, it's not.
It's just like, let's just slide.
And I think that's a good place to start, is that it's not about winning because you are actually alone.
Yes.
So that's why there can be no winner, because you aren't in a competition.
No, there's no competition.
Right.
And the second you're like, oh, I'm doing better than you.
Yes.
Like, it's like, girl,
you can't do that.
No, like, no. They're on their own journey. You're on your own journey.
And I think that really honing into that,
yes,
is the secret.
I agree.
Because it's like, I'm alone.
Yes.
I'm single. One. Just honey. I'm by myself. He's alone. Right.
Period.
So I've really been even meditating on the concept of alone. Last night, I got really stoned, and then it's like, what do? I'm by myself. I'm like, I'm single. I'm just here by myself. I'm in my room. Doorbell alert. Let me see what that is.
I hope it's not the killer. I hope it's not.
Hi.
The killer.
How are you? Okay, I did. Okay, cool. Do you live over here?
Period, polite neighbor.
My neighbor's saying, don't put your bike in the hallway.
I don't really understand why, but I'll just move it.
Yeah, period. I love that. I feel like that's, well, that's kind of the attitude I'm having in general right now, is actually very exemplified by how you just handled that situation, yes. Which is like, okay, I could be aggy about something, or I
I'm
could
not going
be,
to,
or I could approach the world with my hurt and throw it on people.
I'm
or
not going to.
What if I just move my bike? What if I just like,
exactly.
What if I just like prioritize exactly. like my peace? What is the thing that would actually be the most? I think we get so addicted to cortisol and like being attacked and feeling victimized that it's so easy. I'm not taking this from outside. Like, I totally do this. I think it's so easy to feel like, okay, like
whatever. Whatever.
Yeah.
My neighbor telling me that for some arbitrary reason, my bicycle cannot be locked to the railing on the hallway because he decided so. I'm not interested in that being a debate.
No.
I'll just remove the object.
Because it's also like, guess what, Diva? You still have to live with your neighbor.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, you can
I'll
either
take the L there. I'll yeah. move my bike.
And you
whatever.
Could have won that. You
I'm
could
not
have
interested.
Made an enemy, but
I'm not
why?
Going to.
Why?
Why?
I feel like
why?
Winning. I really want to also like think about when you're not just when you're in a breakup in general, but especially when you're in a breakup.
Winning
right. is the you're losing.
You're
if you're focused
if you,
on winning,
you've
you're
already
losing.
Lost.
You've already lost.
I completely
lost.
Agree with you.
Because you're creating just automatically like a me versus everybody else. I'm going to take the throne.
Yes.
It's like, okay, I mind you, I'm the person who I love to be like, these bitches will never be me. But
no,
it's
but
like,
I think
they're,
that
you know what I mean?
You get fixed. It's like, I think that the real win is when you're mutable and you know that your environment is actually a dynamic conversation that you're always dancing with. It's
yes.
like with my neighbor, what am I going to say? Like, I'm going to be combative. I'm going to tell him that what I desire to have in this hallway supersedes what he needs. Like, I don't care. If
I don't
he,
give a fuck.
I don't care.
I don't care.
I will make it go away. So then this can just be done. I yeah. think it's also just like, how many problems do you really want to have?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
you
I'm
know
like,
what I mean?
I lately have been like, okay, I have one of two options. I can either focus on somebody else and what they're doing wrong.
Yes.
Or I can focus on what I'm doing right.
Exactly.
And I feel like that's
and
not
that's
just
being single.
And that's not even about an ex, a relationship, anything, just like in life. Like, I can look at somebody and say, you did this, it bugged me, it hurt me, whatever. What about, okay, well, so what am I doing?
Sure.
What am I doing? How about if I slay?
Right.
How about if I create something for myself that is going to just shield myself from that? What if I just create a world where I don't have to? Sometimes you have to go to battle.
Absolutely.
But
pick them wisely.
But pick them wisely, because it's like, you're not going to, the thing about a battle is, yes, you're going to get the conquest if you win. You might get riches, but you're going to get hurt too.
I'd rather take the L and make a friend. I would rather take the L and put my bike in the basement and make a friend, my neighbor.
Yeah.
And now if I need a cup of sugar, I have him.
Yeah.
So before he rang the doorbell, I think I was talking about being alone in my room and being
stoned. Oh, yes, yes, you were stoned, meditating.
And being super stoned, I was meditating and I was kind of like wigging out. I was like really anxious.
Okay.
I was like stoned by myself and I was anxious. But recently I've been thinking about, do you smoke pot?
I do.
I'm
like, you got any?
I'm like, are we smoking some kush? We can if you want to. Me and Ooh. My friend September went to Montreal because I was doing a comedy festival there, and we smoked pot all day. We
Love.
Were stoned all day.
Love.
Just a girl and a guy hanging out, being high on pot all day.
Period.
And we got back to the apartment and we could not get into the apartment because we didn't have the keys.
Oh no.
So it was like 28 degrees outside and I didn't have the keys to get into the apartment, and I was so high on pot, angel money. Okay. So
do you smoke pot a lot?
I smoke pot here or there. I think marijuana.
You're not like a daily smoker.
No. Cannabis is fun because I can fully not give a fuck.
Yeah.
I really, really don't care. It also really, really makes me anxious, but I don't actually mind that. I've been really trying
to be informative.
I agree.
It can be. Anxiety is information, y'all.
I agree.
Anxiety is information, y'all.
I've been trying to get into my somatic flow.
Yes.
And last night when I was so anxious on pod, I was actually really grateful for it because it brought attention to my body.
Yes.
But we were so fucking stoned having to navigate how to get back into this apartment in Montreal on a 28 degree day. And if I was able to navigate that dimension as stoned as I was, I actually, like, being able to, like, succeed through that, I know I can kind of do anything.
Well, that's something that I've been thinking
about a lot.
Having
to, like, go up a fire escape, yeah, talk to a neighbor, make a phone call in a foreign country, like, having to navigate that sort of, like, high-octane, stressful environment.
Yes.
I was like, I'm good.
Absolutely.
I'm good.
Absolutely. I think that it's, like, I've been thinking about that a lot. Like, I've proven to myself that I'm good. I can, yes, take care of myself. I've had periods of my life where I am able to achieve more than I even expected. And so why do I feel like I can't do a hard thing? I think it's a really, I really wish the one, not the one thing, but I'm stuck in New York. I'm glued in New York. But one thing, yes, I hate about New York, there's nowhere for a fucking cold plunge to go.
Besides the ocean?
Well, there's no, like, a cold plunge, like, tub. Like, I need, like, yeah, a, because I feel like when you start your day with a cold plunge, and this is so podcast bro of me to be saying, but I'm serious.
Listen. We have to go to the spa together.
Oh, which spa do you go to?
I mean, I know you're really spa forward.
I'm spa down.
I do Russian Turkish baths.
Have you gotten any others?
No, I would love to go with you. That's the thing. That's kind of what I wanted to talk to you about. Because I love the spa.
We'll get into it in a little while. So, okay, but I...
Cold plunge.
Yeah, so in New York, there's nowhere to put a cold plunge. I can't put it in my fucking apartment. There's,
right.
And so I can do it in my bathtub. It doesn't work like that. So the thing with a cold plunge is when you start your day like that, it forces you to recognize that it's a hard... You can do hard things. Because, yes, you stay in that fucking cold-ass tub outside, whatever. You just stay there until for 4 minutes, 5 minutes, whatever, until you're shivering and you're like... But at the end of the day, this is all fake. Like, I'm fine.
Totally.
Like, I'm not dying. And that's, I feel like, how you should navigate your hurt and pain.
I think so,
is
too.
Like, girl... It's just a feeling. Like, I'm not governed by this. My feelings don't have to dictate what I do, how I operate, how I move. Like, mm-hmm, I'm allowed to do things if I don't feel like it.
Exactly.
If I feel like doing something else, I'm actually allowed to choose differently. I'm allowed to focus on myself. I'm allowed to get my,
I know. Well, that's what I've been trying to frequency tune, is like, where does want come from?
Yes.
Like, want from the body, want from the mind. That's what I was doing last night when I was stoned.
Oh, I love that.
So I think that's probably part one of being single.
Yeah.
Is figure out what you want.
That's like the
want.
Step one.
What, it's like,
in
what
the handbook,
do you
like,
want?
What do you want?
I think that, like, the step one of being single
is like, okay, solo time, you're preparing, what do you want?
Right. And it's like, I'm looking at the chakras, but I'm, yes, almost looking at them as if you're on your back and, like, the root is in the middle.
Okay.
And, like, that's you.
Okay.
You have to start there. It's, yeah, like, just start from want.
Yes. What do you want?
What do you want?
So I think first you analyze, you identify what it is that you want in life right now in this period of your life. And I feel like a breakup is a good way to deal with that. A good way to focus on what is it that I want? Because, yes, this... You know, regardless of what happens in a breakup, it's a seismic shift, especially, yes, if it's a close relationship. But
it's a timeline shifter.
It's a transition. So I feel like it's a time where you have the ability to say, okay, well, what do I want next? And so then you step into
rupture.
Once you know what you want, you can move on to the next step, which is planning.
Yes.
And preparing yourself and getting, that's like you're putting your, you're about to do your solo, you're putting your ballet shoes on.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting your little ballerina
outfit
on.
You're lacing it up.
You're lacing it up. And that can look a lot of different ways. Like, that can look like you get a blowout.
Right.
That can look like you start doing yoga.
Sure.
That can look like
going to the gym 4 times a week like I am.
Period.
Trying to eat 180 grams of protein.
Oh.
Which is absurd.
Such a good amount of protein.
I know. It's so much to eat in a day. It's kind of like revolting.
Do you do powder or?
I'll do powder. I eat. Do you see the Bear Bells? Those protein bars?
Oh, yes.
I think I'm addicted to bovine collagen.
Oh.
Because I didn't have one last night.
I actually believe in bovine collagen. That's like the bovine one kind collagen of collagen I believe I really in. Fuck with. But the only thing is I'm like, I feel like the pain from the cows gets into the...
Oh, really?
Collagen. Because sometimes collagen can
Are you
cause...
sneaky vegan?
No, not at all. I'm actually like... extremely if it were up to me, I would be carnivore. I don't like eating plants at all. So here's my thing. I don't like eating plants at all. In fact I'm very hostile towards the idea of eating plants. I feel like they're very if I really said my opinion Please. On plants, it would be tinfoil hat. I think that plants are like ancient consciousness, much more complex than we are aware of, and I think that they control a lot of what is happening in our world.
Definitely.
I mean, they literally do, just of course, because they produce the air that we need to breathe. And
they came before us.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
They're our predecessors. And so it's not, first of all, it is a respect to your elders, but it's also like a, I feel like eating them reminds me that I'm actually not the apex predator that I think I am, because they know so much more than I do in a way, or they're more adaptable, established than I am. So I don't like that feeling of being captive.
Oh, interesting.
So I prefer to eat animals. Because I feel like that makes me feel.
That's on the food chain.
Yeah, it's like the food chain.
I mean, plants have seen.
It would be like a cat
everything.
Eating a, or like a pig eating a lion or something. It would be weird.
When I was home alone on Thanksgiving, the day after my birthday, so fucking hungover.
Oh, wow.
Listening to a podcast about ancient Sumeria.
Okay.
Just pacing back and forth, feeling like swollen and aligned.
Okay.
Spending the day exactly as I was hoping to spend it. I was listening to this podcast and they were talking about like ancient Sumerian food. And that's what made me think about that, where it's like clove, garlic, turmeric. It's like herbs and plants have literally seen the entire world. Like,
cool, yeah.
Like civilizations have already been etched into their pores.
I mean, trees have an internet. Hello.
Hello.
The you know what I'm talking about? The mycelial.
Yes. No, the network.
The network.
I know. Okay, well, really quick, because I am high, so if I don't say it, it'll disappear forever. That's actually what's so... It's a conversation about like lifespans.
Yes.
Yeah. Like exactly. That's
I think they
the actual
move
conversation.
Really slow. And I think we can't really realize what's happening because we are like a blip to them. It's like a fly.
Yes. But plants live for forever.
That's what I'm
saying. It's literally infinite.
So.
And they can propagate themselves. It's
exactly.
Like earth and water can exist infinitely with one another.
Yes. So I prefer to eat meat for that reason.
Makes sense.
But I do not like how our meat is produced, obviously. So I do feel like
it tastes like shit.
The pain gets in it and I don't like that. So and even free range stuff is not really truly.
No,
that's
it's not.
It's I don't like it. I don't like in Europe it's a little better. I like meat over there a little better. But here,
have you ever killed an animal to eat it?
Yeah.
I killed a chicken to eat it.
Oh wow. Was that hard for you?
No, my parents were farmers because they're both French and they grew up on farms. And I spent my early 20s like woofing.
Okay.
So I would woof on farms in like Wales and England and France. Okay. And I would like kill chickens.
Woof is so crazy.
I know. Like, the concept of woof. But like that's just what I had to do.
Yeah.
It's like that was just also part of my own like spiritual practice was I needed to like till the soil. And like live in an RV in lands that I had no familiarity with and kill chickens and shit.
I mean, sometimes you got to do that. And I think that's beautiful.
Yeah.
I have nothing wrong with killing. There's nothing wrong with killing. Everything dies. You know,
everything comes back to life.
Yeah.
And that's also part of being single.
Exactly. Exactly. Kill what you eat, Diva. Because you also have to be a huntress.
Yeah.
You have to decide, okay, so... It's me, myself, and I. What the fuck do I want? I'm going to go kill it and eat it. Like, I need this.
And then I'm on that own. I have to... I'm a hunter for sure.
Are you?
Yes.
I mean, you're a man, so you should be.
I have to be. And I'm very ambitious, and I like to get what I want.
Okay.
And it's like Venus and Scorpio, Mars and Sag, right? So it's like... Pull the arrow back, watch where it goes, and then you bring it back, and then you're in my lair. But recently, I have been wanting to make sure that I'm moving. Not that I don't move intentionally, because I do, but I move, my physicality and my physical world and my emotional world don't move simultaneously.
Okay.
So I move faster than my feelings.
Oh.
So I was kind of sitting in my room yesterday and I was like, you need to slow down.
No, I'm the same way. I feel like I am very rapid. Like I feel like the first like several weeks of being single, I was like, oh, everything's fine.
Totally.
I'm okay, slay, upgrade. Woo! Like I'm not upgrade for my relationship, but like of upgrade course. Myself. Like let's slay me. And then that girl a couple of weeks hit and I was like,
it's crazy. And that's, I know, and it's like when I've been talking to God, God is like, hold on. You know, God's like, slow down. Yeah,
take
down.
A deep breath.
Hold on.
Take a deep breath. And
because
just,
a lot is coming.
Yes.
There's a lot of information, mm-hmm. a lot of pulp, a lot of earth.
Rome wasn't built in a day, Diva. It's
absolutely.
Like,
there's a lot that's coming still.
You have to take things bite by bite. You don't eat a motherfucking steak in it's one true. Bite. You cut
and
a
I
little
do
piece
really
off.
Feel like we are in a new paradigm.
Yes.
We actually are.
Yes.
We just are. Something's changing.
Something
as
is changing.
You know, as we all do.
We all do. Shit is shifting. And I also feel like, here's the deal.
And that's happening in our relationships as well.
Yes.
So nothing can be rushed.
No, I agree. I really think
we're setting foundations.
I feel like what I want everyone to do and what I would challenge everyone to do, especially if you're
the Angel Money Challenge.
Angel Money Challenge, especially if you're single. Get everything right in your house. Like get everything right with yourself. Like get everything right with God. Like for yourself. That is your responsibility. And a partner can absolutely come in and help you with that. But I feel like for so much of my 20s, like the early part of my 20s, I was looking for a partner. Like
for sure.
Looking for love. Like I needed that. Like I knew it was important. I needed it. I wasn't really in a place where I was focusing. It wasn't because I needed it. It wasn't because I wanted a partner the way that I actually needed a partner.
Yeah.
It was like, I knew there was
something for you there.
So I think that is when things start to get really messy and your insecurities are on display and you're really like projecting onto other people and you're really like, I think the Angel Money Challenge is slow down, check in with yourself, focus on you.
That's what I'm doing.
Become hotter, your apex vibe, yourself, just move forward in your life. And also maybe take a second and go on some dates or whatever.
Yes.
But it's, feel good. Take your time. Like there's no rush and
none.
Their life is short.
Yes.
But it's
long.
Long.
But
as
also
well.
Life is short, but the way that I live life is that life is, I don't want to say this. Life is short, but it's all, but life talks to each other.
Oh.
You know what
say
I mean?
Say more about that.
Like life is short, but life is connected.
Oh, that part.
That's what I've been thinking about too a lot as well, where it's like, I just feel like we're in this like new turnkey where the way in which we're all connected to one another feels more elastic.
Yes.
And I feel like those tethers are really, really important.
Yeah.
You need to make sure that you're snaking those fucking drains. Your tethers to people are not something that you should take advantage of or that you should not water, fertilize, and understand as prosperous.
Yeah, I agree with that.
It's like these cords are important. It's like we're tethers to one another. It's like make sure that you're clearing those cords.
Well, I also think that like when you're... I think there's a... I think when you're single also... Because everyone knows when you freshly become single, you are... When you're in a relationship, your friendships take a backseat. They just have to. There's no way.
It makes me sad.
That they can't. They will never be as primary as like the person you spend every day with.
Right.
And like wake up next to. So I think that when you're single, it's really important to extra tend to your friendships.
Me and my friends called it friend fall. all my friends got single a season.
Oh my God.
And it was friend fall.
But you know what? But that's so great because then, look, community, boom.
No, it's true.
Community, boom.
And also it's just
boom.
It's boom, and it's also kind of epic and like thematic. When you like look around and you see who you're near, and it's like we're all having these like mirroring experiences. It just like it really does show you how God does set you up to succeed when you realize that you're around who you need to be around.
Yes, I completely agree. And I think that it's just such a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful thing about humanity and people is that when you're in your pain, girl, diva, don't look inward. Don't look inward. I mean, you can. You should be assessing what's going on with you. But look to your neighbor.
No, it's true.
Look to your other neighbor. Check in. Say, hey. Hey, girl, what is going on with you? Let's get coffee.
Right.
Like, I feel like it's a time to build. Like, pain is best dealt with collectively.
Yes.
I just think when it's by yourself, it's like most things. Like, most things when you're on your own just eat away at you. You don't have the energy to deal with all that
right.
at all. So when you are able to really have true community, true bonds with people around you, you can really get through so much. And it becomes so much less, because I think when you're alone, those feelings feel so like ultimate.
Totally.
Like it's like, oh my God, I'm this. And the way you talk to yourself. Oh, this is another Angel Money Challenge. Angel Money Challenge Part 2, Breakup Edition. This is something I always do in breakups. And I actually just want to reinstitute in general in my life. But it's, so I used to do chaos magic, like all this whole, like mirror gazing ass bullshit. And then I actually decided what I liked wasn't all of that, which was like so ooky spooky. Like what I actually liked was just like having a relationship with myself, like in the mirror.
Right.
And so what I started doing is just that. I started having a relationship with myself in the mirror, talking directly to myself in the mirror as if it's
Would you look in your eyes?
Us. Yes, of course. I'd look at, we're having a conversation. It's me me. Like we are.
Are you wearing clothes?
You what?
Are you wearing clothes?
Doesn't matter. Either way. It's like, it doesn't really matter where you are, what you're doing, if you're wearing clothes, if you're not. I just find that if you... So here's my thing.
Please.
I think it's really easy to think of yourself as like a non-factor.
Okay.
And other people, especially when you're in a relationship, you become so like the borders of your identity become so blurry, which is a beautiful thing when you're together. Like that's
great. Well, it's also like a relationship within itself is, it's like there's two people and there's what they're doing together is also a unit.
Yeah.
Like you are creating and cultivating a third entity, which is the relationship.
It's like an egregore of the relationship.
Yes,
so
exactly.
I think that, which egregore, for those of you who are not familiar, is a spiritual term. It means like a concept that comes alive because people believe in it.
Absolutely.
Basically. So when you do this, what I found is, I don't know about you, my self-talk can be so nasty. And horrible. I feel like most people's is
dark,
like that.
Dark.
Just the way you talk to me, the way I talk to myself. Like,
I'm like,
oh my God.
Stop.
And I would say, when I was in a relationship, it was kind of interesting because I would say something and my partner would be like, are you crazy? Like,
right.
That's such a like, why would you ever say that about yourself? Like, be gentle with yourself. And when I am just by myself, I have no other person. First of all, let's put it this way. If you saw your friend standing right in front of you and they're going through something and they were struggling in any way, would you look at that person and say, you're disgusting, you're pathetic, you're lazy, you're this, you're that?
I've been thinking about this too.
But you know what? You do it to yourself.
Right.
Because you are not an embodied.
Well, I've been thinking about the actual like auditory reality of being alone. It's like I'm sitting in an entirely new set of consciousness now.
Absolutely. Well,
my thoughts are just mine.
But so then I would actually really recommend this practice to you as
Please.
Well. So basically what I do
Angel
is
Angel Money Challenge.
Angel Money Challenge. This is the real challenge. I feel like this
Let's
is a
it.
Challenge
We're
that
locking
is,
in.
That we are locking in. This is a challenge. This specific challenge is a challenge that is, I think, will just always be fruitful for somebody. Maybe if you have like really schizotypal tendencies, like check in with your doctor. But like, I think like aside from that, it should be fine. Basically, I talk to myself as if I am my friend or my sister. We are a unit in the mirror.
Okay.
And I say just about whatever, about,
right.
It could be anything, and it, but with a positive. You go into it with an intention, because sometimes people go in the mirror and they're so negative. They're pointing out, hate this, hate this, hate this, hate this, hate this. Let's not. Let's focus on, let's look in the mirror and say, okay, what, not even like a, I love that I look this way or whatever, but just like look in the mirror and talk to, see you in the mirror as separate from yourself, but also a part of yourself.
Yes.
You are a unit, the two of you. And even though it's not like that, it also is.
It
you
is.
Are a complicated, like reflective entity. And so you're looking at yourself in the mirror and you're telling yourself the things that you need to hear.
Yeah.
Or the things that you were just working something out. Like the other day I was dealing with something I've been working towards that I've been making progress on, but not as much as I want. And
got
I find
it.
Myself feeling so hateful about it with myself. Okay. If I'm just like, oh, why haven't I done that? And then I was looking in the mirror last night and I just talked to myself and I said, girl, listen, it's okay. Like, we know what we're going through. It's okay. Like, we're gonna get this done. So just like, let's just do it.
Yeah.
And then it becomes like in a positive way. Like, girl, listen, you're going through a lot right now.
Well, I think
I love you.
Magic in
like,
that.
Like, be a friend to yourself.
Yes. The magic is knowing that we are, everything that we see is a reflection already. Right?
Exactly.
So it's like, let us scry through ourselves.
Exactly.
So that we can have some camaraderie
with me. Because Diva, I deserve it. And
yes.
Like, I, girl, what?
On my pod, when you did my pod, I was like, God's got me. But also it's like, I've got me.
Yeah. Well, God's got me.
She's
and,
got you.
And I've got me.
Exactly. And I've got all, me.
I'm good. Like, I'm going to do everything I need to do. And I also, who knows you better than you? And
exactly.
It's not that this is such a beautiful thing, because I feel like it starts to get you acclimated to being able to talk to yourself better, because yeah. You're like, you start to visualize yourself as that person in the mirror who is a separate person from you, who is like your good Judy, your girl, like your friend. It's like, girl, I would never, like, if I would you ever, your best friend, the person who, let's say you had a friend who was born at the same exact time as you. You were best friends, you were together your whole life, you
that
love
really
that bitch.
Is the single,
and then you said to them the shit that people say to themselves in their
horrible.
Head. No, disgusting.
No,
like,
but part of being single is defining and refining who you are and being okay with who you are when you're by yourself.
Yeah,
and
absolutely. Okay. And I think that is the biggest single glow up. Like,
it's
requirement
true.
Is that you just have to be, you can go on dates, you can do whatever, but like, do not be fervently looking.
No.
Do not be trying to fill that void. You have to focus. You just have to shift the focus, because what you're having is a physiological, biological reaction to an experience that is painful, because you have had a partner and now you don't. And so guess what? The thing you do now is focus on being a partner to yourself. Mm-hmm. And that is a skill that will last for
it's sexy
ever. It's so hot. And when
don't you think?
Yeah, I agree. And sometimes even when I'm in a relationship, I feel like I lose that a little bit, which makes
yeah.
me kind of like,
well,
sad.
I feel like I have to like stand up. I've been like
period
thinking about, no, I'm gonna sit back down.
Okay, love.
About
whatever you want to do, you can sit down, stand up.
Thank you. No, I've been thinking about how it does feel a really, 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 really specific way. Mm-hmm. We have to pee really quick.
Oh, period. Okay. Adjourning shortly.
Adjourning.
Adjourning, not adjoining. We are going to discuss 5 action items that we
yes.
feel like are very useful when you're navigating a breakup and what that could look like for you. 5 things that were just like,
first one that comes to mind for me is going to a body of water.
Yes.
You have to go to the ocean.
Yeah, you got to go to the water.
I went to the water recently here and had my friend drive me to Brighton Beach.
Yeah.
That was really nice. Good sunset.
I love that.
Like, cold sunset, picking up the water, splashing it on my face, like rubbing it on me. That felt really helpful.
I love that.
Yeah.
I would say that's really good. I also think for number two, I would say it's like such a good, good thing to do. Like, I feel like water is so healing. The mammalian response, darling.
Of course. You need water.
You know all about, do you know about that? The mammalian response?
What's the mammalian response?
How we like descended from allegedly amphibians. So when we, it's a theory that because we allegedly have amphibian DNA, when they jumped out of the water, they were, or when they jumped into the water, they would feel safe because they were escaping predators that couldn't go into the water, couldn't access the water as easily, and they were safe in that water. So it's like a safe feeling, and it's a holdover evolutionarily from that, which I don't know if that's true, but I do think water is just so soothing. And
I think water also holds memory.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been there since the start.
Well, I think it's something we don't even understand how cunt she is yet.
Exactly.
But we will. Yes, water.
Go to water.
The house down. I think step two, like, let yourself feel everything. Like, don't be mean about it. Don't, like, give yourself some rest. Give yourself some breaks. Maybe have, like, a deadline, though.
Yeah.
Like, set something for yourself where it's, like, maybe you have a project that you're going to work on that you have to do by a certain time. Like, for me, I had a party that I threw last week that did really well and was really exciting and successful. And it was, like, putting the party together was
it's
a really great
project
thing
oriented.
That, like, got me into, okay, oh, great, I have this thing to focus on.
Yeah.
I have my podcast to focus on. Like, you should have something that you could put your focus on. And you know, by this time, you have to be, like, kind of mostly done with your big rest, like, your big meltdown. And then once you get there, you're like, okay, girl.
And then I think
I'm moving forward.
Plan a trip.
Oh, I haven't done that one yet, but I agree.
Planning a trip
is always important.
Plan a trip.
I think getting out of wherever
Get out.
Is
wherever it happened, go away.
Yeah.
I mean, the week to 10 days after my breakup, I literally felt like a Yorkshire Terrier that was just being carried from person to person, where I was just, like, so grateful for how good my friends are, where I was just like, take me upstate, and then take me over here, and then take me over here. It's like, I do think that there is, if you can let yourself be in the actual moments of breakup as passive as possible.
Totally.
Literally imagine yourself, like, baby going down the Nile. Baby Moses. You're being floated.
You don't gotta figure it all out right now.
You know
you're
what
just
I mean?
A baby.
You're just floating down. Don't worry about it. Just letting yourself being carried by time and sand.
Yes. And not
and
so much like, what does this mean?
Yes,
what does this mean for me?
Exactly.
I'm unlovable. Like,
you don't know yet.
Just like,
you're being
chill
held
out.
By
like,
God.
Yes.
But then a little trip is also fun.
I think if you can trip, that's
a little trip.
So
to
ideal.
To leave wherever.
Even if
it happened.
You just like take a day trip or something. Like, just get out, get into a fresh area. I think it really helps open up your world to, like, I've done that before. I have not been able to do that this time because I've been so busy. But I think that when you travel, it opens you up to the fact that there are multiple possibilities.
Yes.
There are multiple realities. Like, you don't. I think you get into a vibe of like, oh, my whole world could be over. But there's
totally.
A whole new world waiting for you. And so getting to a new area can help with that. I think, so where that's one, two, that's three.
Three.
Okay, so four, I think, is do something with your appearance that you know will make you feel confident.
Yeah.
And that could be a variety of things. And this one's tricky because I feel like people get really neurotic about this. Like, I know I have in the past where I'm like, oh, I have to like glow up.
Sure.
Because I won. It's like not about that. It's like more about,
it's like, get a tattoo.
Do something where you're like, okay, I know this thing will make me feel more confident and will just make me feel like cute when I look in the mirror. I'm not gonna like, I think a breakup can be a very self-esteem hit.
Yeah.
of it.
Confidence building.
I think just anything that will build your confidence, but I feel like starting with the skin you're in, like whether that's you start a new skincare routine, whether that's you like go to the gym a little bit more, really put your energy into that, whether it's get a blowout, get extensions, like do your nails. Like
it's just like whatever.
Start putting more attention into your makeup for a second. Like stuff like that.
It's just self-actualizing.
Yeah. Just put some focus on it, because I think when you consciously create the hologram shell that you reside in and other people see, you are setting the stage for something,
for bigger things to come.
Yes, and you're also like proving to yourself that I have agency.
It's
like
true.
I actually am not, I'm not, life doesn't happen to me, like I happen to life. Like I'm allowed to be me, and I'm allowed to be just fabulous and gorgeous, darling. Just whatever's gonna make you feel kind. It's just like get into your kind. Like you just gotta, right now, you gotta step into your kind, because it's a.
But also stepping into your kind is what's going to allow you to move forward.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's
just ascension and actualizing are one and the same. It's
exactly.
Like you're harvesting your resources so you can make sense of what the fuck just happened to you
exactly
over the past X amount of time.
Exactly.
So that you can make sure that you're not repeating the same patterns, mm-hmm. make sure that you're in good standing with you, your beloveds, with all that you want to create, and that you can continue to just do.
Yeah.
But take time. And I guess five is probably friends.
Yeah.
Friends.
Yeah. Check in with you have to really invest in your friendships right now, Diva, and make new friends and just be very social, because I feel like the worst thing you can do is be just all on your own. Like it gets dark. So I feel like you should really just be around people that you love, you care about, or new people that you're just like excited about, or just people in general. Just be around people. Maybe like keep it to your inner circle at first while you're like still on your like Yorkshire Terrier.
That was called the infirmary ward for me.
Yes.
It was like the 5-person strong infirmary
when you're
ward
still like busting
cot
into tears and stuff. Yes. That's not for
everybody.
That's not for the world, but like that's because you don't want to be that person. Right. I mean, if you have to be that person, it's okay. There's nothing wrong with it. We've all seen it. Nobody's mad. It's just like, you know, you won't feel great. Like, I feel like whenever I see somebody going through a breakup in public and it's really hard, it's like, girl, I totally get it. Like,
and
it's
there's
hard
glamour to that too.
Of course. Yeah. And it depends on the breakup, of course. But if it's a public break, if it happened publicly, then it's public, whatever. But also, regardless, nothing wrong with it. Well, you know, nobody's, maybe some people are judging you, but like, I know I'm not.
I know, girl,
it fucking sucks.
I love it.
But I think for your sake, like, it's best to just, you know, like, be chill for a second so that you're not, while you're still in that feeling, like, maybe just do some intensive, like you're in the ER, the infirmary ward, like you say, you gotta build yourself up. Because if you're that type of person, like if you're a person who, when, and some breakups, every breakup is different, like some breakups are very tearful, some aren't,
sure,
some you just move on, some you don't. If you're in that tearful moment, keep it to your close duties, and then once you're ready, start venturing out. I feel like it can be so hard to be like, I just think in a breakup it can feel like my world is done, and the best way to reverse that is just make your world bigger, Diva. Like just go out there and meet fabulous
Definitely.
People and see all the possibilities in life,
and also like, just know that it's like it's my responsibility to make my life mine.
Yeah, exactly.
So really hold how you. Sacred that is.
Yeah, it's just you.
And also all my friends, I love them so much. Thank God. You know what I mean? It's like, this is the web and the new kinetic energy.
Absolutely.
That we're going to be creating our networks of care and love forever.
Totally.
So get in there.
Absolutely.
Have fun.
Absolutely.
And then fuck is sixth. Fuck is like the sixth.
I'm not there yet. I haven't.
Fuck is
sixth.
Exactly.
Yeah, fuck is like the bonus credit, like
it's,
the extra credit.
It's not even on the first.
It's not on the five. It's like once
it's
you.
It's not on the five.
Once you're
it's
right.
Not on the five.
Yeah, I'm not there yet, but I'm like, we'll see. I'm it's a
dynamic. It's a slippery. It all comes and it goes.
Yes, I agree. I think it can, but it, you know, there is the age old saying, the adage that the best way to get over somebody is get under somebody else, yes. obviously. And sometimes it's true. And I feel like it's not, don't be crazy. Because the thing is, if you have like a, I do think if you have like a, like, I'm going to fuck the pain away era, like, you generally tend to regret it.
It's true.
But if you're just like, I think approach, if you have a situation where you're like, okay, I could maybe like approach this with like a cute, like, lovely little vibe. It's like kind of hot. Like, let me have some like hot little.
A lover.
Lover vibe yes. of a thing that's happening. Like, this isn't, you know, just something that's a little. A little fun, a little hot, a little spicy.
You know what you're doing.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Indeed. Well, I feel like that's...
That was good.
Yeah. So we... I feel like that's a pretty cohesive manual for how to get through a breakup.
We tried our best.
Yeah. We're also in. Going through it right now, so we may not be the best judges. But
no, I'm pulling from all archangels. I was like, yeah. celestial and terrestrial yes. energy speaks
absolutely,
through me
absolutely.
So that I can be a guide for those who are also suffering.
Absolutely. Well, I love that. And it was so great having you, honey. Yay. And thank you for coming on Money Talks.
Of course.
Is there
the
anything
best.
You want to plug? So from obviously, go listen to Honey's pod.
Listen to my pod. Follow me. Love yes. Angel Money.
What's your Instagram?
At Honey Futon.
Yeah. We'll be tagged everywhere. Okay. Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Bye.